神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
We are going to be talking about something that is very prevalent today.
今天我们要谈的是很普遍的一个话题。
The Bible expresses it very well.
圣经把它解释得很好。
It says that marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral.
圣经上这样提到，婚姻人人都当尊重，床也不可污秽，因为苟合行淫的人，神必要审判。
It also says that a man who commits adultery lacks judgment. Whoever does so destroys himself.
提到，如果人犯了奸淫的话，那么等于是自己毁灭自己，行这事的必丧掉生命，而且是无知。
In another place, it says, flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a man commits are outside his body, but he who sins sexually sins against his own body.
另外一个地方，圣经告诉我们，你们要逃避淫行。人所犯的无论什么罪都在身子以外，唯有行淫的是得罪自己的身子。
And the greatest of all scriptures is because it comes directly from God as a commandment to us, says, you shall not commit adultery.
所有刚才我们所讲的圣经所提的都是来自一个中心点，那就是上帝的诫命，我们不能犯奸淫。
You say, well, what is adultery?
到底什么叫犯奸淫？
Adultery is when a married person commits sexual acts with someone else besides his own lawful mate.
犯奸淫就是跟自己的配偶以外的人有这种性方面的行为。
Now, we recognize that today,It is accepted in many places.
那这样的一个行为呢，在很多地方却已经被接受。
But this does not make it right.
但是不因为被接受就表示它是对的。
Many times a marriage begins very well.
很多时候婚姻的开始都很好。
And then as maybe a little time goes by, there are problems that may arise.
但是呢，日子过后，慢慢的婚姻里面就出现了问题。
Or maybe there's not even problems, but there's a temptation that is set before you.
即使没有婚姻的问题，外面却有试探引诱在旁边要来陷害我们。
Sometimes it's at work.
有时候在工作当中。
Sometimes it's a friend of the family.
有时候是朋友的家人。
Someone that maybe you meet while you're eating.
有时候你刚好在生活当中碰到吃饭时候碰到了一个人
And something begins to stir inside
里面就被挑起来了
We call it an emotional excitement
是一种情绪上的兴奋
And believe it or not Most of the time it is expressed through the eyes
那你知道吗你相不相信大部分这种问题出自眼睛的这种问题
It is an eye contact that both of the parties recognize that something is happening emotionally.
当你跟另外一方眼睛对盯对看的时候呢，在情绪上起了那种交流。
And though as this begins, this friendship begins to mature, You talk with them and it seems like they understand what you say and you just enjoy being with them.
接着开始培养两个人的友谊，继续的你发现呢，彼此谈起来非常的彼此可以了解，彼此可以接受。
While this relationship is going on, in your mind, you begin to minimize your marriage.
当你持续这样的友谊之后呢，慢慢的你对你的婚姻也开始在对他有一些裁判。
It's really not important to you now.
然后你会觉得婚姻不再重要了。
And then there starts a physical withdrawal from your home and your family.
接下来呢，你的身体，你的时间就开始慢慢的减少在自己的家庭或家人当中。
You see, when it's in our mind, it becomes a withdrawal emotionally from our wife, and seemingly there is something there that can be detected that something is wrong.
情绪上你的意念上开始有这种想法之后呢，你的情绪上就开始疏离你的家人，然后呢就开始找家人的毛病。
Without realizing it, you are facing a temptation over your eternal life.
在你没有意识下，你已经面对一个对你的永恒的生命的一个挑战跟陷阱。
Because God clearly tells us that no adulterers or adulteresses shall enter into the kingdom of God.
因为神很清楚地告诉我们，犯奸淫的，有奸淫的，不能进入神的国度。
This means any kind of immoral conduct, whether you're married or not married.
不管是你结婚或没有结婚，也包括所有的你的眼睛或情绪或身体上面的所有的这些行为。
And so then, it seems like you prefer the pleasures of just a few moments to all of eternity.
接下去你只在意那短时间暂时的那种情欲上面的这种情绪上面或情欲上面的这种喜欢或者兴奋，而不在于永恒的生命。
Now your husband or wife is beginning to understand that there's something wrong.
然后你的配偶不管是先生或太太就开始感觉到哪里不对了。
And now you're so sensitive to their questions that you become angry over your accountability.
当你被质问的时候，你就很敏感的，而且很容易生气来面对对方。
Sometimes you begin to twist the truth.
有时候你会扭曲事实。
You lie and you deny that there's anything.
你会否认，或者是呢，你会欺骗。
The mind takes over then, and you indulge in imaginary adultery.
你的这种脑筋里面的思绪，你的思想呢，就在这个当中呢，整个占有所有的你的空间，然后呢，你在你的思想里面来享受这种奸淫。
You see, you fantasize, you begin to daydream over the lust that you feel inside.
你开始在你的这种思想里面有这种情绪上面的奸淫，然后呢，你会有一些白日梦，你就去想了。
Sometimes your spouse will begin to say they know who it is and begin to talk about that person, and you become very defensive and argue about it.
有时候你的配偶，不管是先生太太呢，开始谈到说那个人是谁，他们知道的时候呢，你就很保护，很防卫。
We may ask the question, why does anyone get involved in adultery?
或许我们有一个问题，为什么人会进入这种行淫的、奸淫的这样的一个问题？
Adultery is only an outward symptom of one who loves to indulge in self-pleasure.
那这种犯奸淫呢，是一种症状。什么症状呢？就是属于一个人喜欢放纵或者是享受这种情欲的症状。
They don't care about God nor man, only themselves.
他们不管神或人怎么想，只有想到自己。
Some who are in adultery may immediately get very upset at what I've said.
那如果这个当中有人你本身有这种犯奸淫的，就是有这种奸淫的习惯的话，一听到我讲可能你就生气了。
They might say, I'm not selfish, I just want to enjoy life, and with my wife I can enjoy life.
或许你会自己辩解说，我跟我自己的配偶根本不能享受什么，我只是想要自己有一些享受而已，我根本就不是自我中心。
See, you're saying I can't, I can't, I can't.
当你一直在强调我没有办法，我需要，我要的时候，我能的时候，那这样就是以自我为中心。
Now you can see that the root of an adulterous relations is the emotional immaturity of that one who is willing to sacrifice personal integrity and their commitment to their marriage partner.
所以你可以发现一个人犯奸淫是因为自己的情绪的不成熟而宁可牺牲自我的这种忠诚而且呢对自己配偶的这方面的正直。
You might say, I have a right to get my basic needs. This is your thinking.
你的想法有这样的一个形态就是说呢我有权利得到我所需要的。
My need for love and significance and security, I have a right to have it met.
我需要爱，我需要有安全感，我需要觉得自己有意义，我当然有权利去要。
And I don't feel like my commitment to my wife or husband are binding because my mate is not meeting all of my needs.
那如果对方没有满足我的这种安全感或爱的需要的时候，那我对于我的配偶的这种委身或者是这种誓约呢，我就觉得没有那么重要了。
Then you go on carelessly.To hurt your marriage, your family, and your reputation.
就这样子，你就开始很大意的让你的婚姻、你的家人，还有你的声誉受到伤害。
Now I want to talk to the partner that has been hurt.
接下去我要对着那些配偶受伤害的配偶来说一些话。
The faithful partner.
那我讲的就是愿意忠诚的配偶。
Because this thing of unfaithfulness in the marriage can tear the heart, the emotions, the family in two.
这种奸淫或者是不忠诚的行为呢，会把一个家庭婚姻呢拆毁。
Now, there are some things that over this period of time you're going to have to be very careful of.
所以这一段时间你要很谨慎，很小心。
Now you're going to want to try to find a way to change your mate.
那或许你会想尽办法要改变对方。
But you see, you're not going to have the power to change them.
但是问题是你没有能力改变他。
So don't begin to nag and to fight. Begin to pray and ask God to do something.
你不要一这样子就开始争吵、争执，或者是来计较，开始向神来祷告。
Don't keep.Talking about it and trying to make your mate feel bad.
不要老是向对方唠叨，重复的来就是翻他的账，这样的话会引起他的生气。
Actually, the Holy Spirit is the only one that can touch the inner heart to make a person feel that true guilt.
你要知道，想让对方知道自己做错了，有罪恶感，你没有办法让他有罪恶感，只有圣灵可以来感动光照他。
Then you may begin to blame yourself for this adultery.
有时候对方的奸淫呢，会带给你对自己的责备。
Most all the wounded mates, they struggle with false guilt.
很多这些受伤害的这些犯奸淫的有外遇的受伤害的配偶呢，他们心里常常会带来一些不对的罪恶感。
They begin to feel responsible for this thing.
他们觉得说对于对方发生这种事情呢，自己有责任。
But you see, every person is accountable for what they do.
但是你要知道，每一个人要对自己所做的行为负责任。
Maybe there are areas you could have done better.
或许某些方面你可以做得好一点。
But this does not give a man or a woman a right to go and be unfaithful to their partner.
不管你做得好不好，都没有理由让对方去做这种对配偶不忠诚的事情。
Sometimes we try to push it down.
有时候我们想把它压抑下来。
We try to say to ourselves, well, it doesn't matter.
有时候你说呢，没有关系吧。
And we deny the seriousness of this thing.
我们就把这种很严肃的这一面呢，把它否认了。
It is serious.
当然是很严重的。
It's serious for your mate's eternal salvation.
这个严重到呢，关系到你的配偶的他的永恒的这种灵魂的救恩的问题。
It's serious because of the relationship of yourself and them and the children.
那跟你的关系跟孩子的关系呢都很严肃很严重的。
As the partner that was hurt in this situation, we will have to face our mate.
身为一个受伤害的一个受害人呢我们要处理要面对的是那一位伤害我们的人。
You can let them know that if there is areas of your life that they would like to see different, you would be happy to try.
你可以让对方知道如果有任何的事情你可以做得更好让对方满意的话那么你愿意尝试。
But remind them that no one can meet the needs of every person at all times.
但是你也要记得也要让对方知道绝对没有一个人可以完全的满足对方的需要。
You see, there is one that is promised to meet all of our needs.
只有一位可以满足所有我们的需要。
That's Jesus Christ.
那就是耶稣基督。
But not us as mates can meet all the needs.
但却没有任何一个人在婚姻里面任何一个人是可以满足对方的完全的需要的。
One of the greatest problems for the person who has been faithful is how to handle their anger.
那另外一个这个受伤害的这一方呢，要处理的问题就是你自己里面的生气。
You see, anger is really a natural response to being hurt.
被伤害，生气是很自然的。
For the injustices that has been done to you.
因为有人对你不公义不对
for the feeling of rejection that you feel
也是一种被弃绝被遗弃的一种感受
because this is very real
因为它是真实的
you do feel rejected
你真的是觉得被遗弃了
we do have to express our anger
我们需要表达我们的生气
For if we hold it down, it will hurt us.
因为如果你把它压抑下去的话，那更受伤害。
The way that we express anger is to first get control of that emotion.
但是你要怎么样来面对你的生气呢？是应该要学习怎么样来控制你的情绪。
And learn to discuss things with your mate when you're not at the heat of your anger.
当你要跟对方来讨论事情的时候呢，绝对不要在你的气头上面来讲话。
As a Christian, we recognize that basically in your mate was not the capability of helping themselves.
你身为一个神的儿女，基督徒的话，你要体识到，对方在这种情况下面，他是软弱、无力、没有办法自拔的。
Get angry with Satan, the one that really is inside of your husband and the sin nature that is in him.
如果你要气，应该气那个在对方里面的那个罪的势力，也就是魔鬼的这种势力。
So you're going to have to work on that area of anger.
所以在这方面的话，你的生气方面，你自己要有一些处理的方法。
And then I guess the next step that is very difficult is.Forgiving.
接下去另外一步是最难的，也就是你要原谅宽恕。
But we have to look at the unfaithful partner first to see if they want forgiveness.
那当然，首先你要看看对方是不是愿意被宽恕。
There are some that really do.
有些人真的是希望被宽恕。
They are. There's something inside of them that wish this didn't happen.
有些人外遇之后呢，自己真是非常的后悔，希望没有发生过。
They realize what it is doing to them.
他们已经发现到对自己有多大的损伤。
The relationship that they have is getting old now. It doesn't give the excitement that it once did.
有时候对方的那种外遇行为呢，已经慢慢的已经退，就是没有那么的热情，慢慢的已经减退了。
And you really don't want to lose your partner.
那你也真的是不愿意失去你自己的配偶。
And you begin to recognize that that commitment was more real than you thought it was.
你自己也知道说我的跟他结婚的这种誓言尾声呢是真的。
There are steps as the unfaithful partner you can take.To go back.
如果你是那一位有外遇不忠诚的这样的一个人的话，那我要给你几个步骤，让你可以回头。
Back to your family, back to your commitment.
回到你的家庭中来，回到你自己的誓约里面去。
Confess what you've done.
首先你要承认你所做的。
Then God can bring healing.
接下来神就可以把这种啊治疗，就是能够让你能够啊得到痊愈。
When we cover up, so many times the problems come.
如果我们把它掩盖起来的话，问题会更麻烦。
Sometimes we feel like we will stick together because of our children.
有时候跟对方再一次的复合是因为孩子的问题。
That's not what makes a true marriage.
那如果只为孩子在一起的话，这个不是真的婚姻。
Your commitment to that mate and to the children, it's your commitment that makes a true marriage.
你对于自己的配偶的这种啊委身托付或者是誓约才是真正的婚姻。
And then you break all ties with that other person.
然后当你愿意承认之后呢，你有了、神的医治，然后呢你愿意跟对方那个、你所外遇的对象呢完全的断绝关系。
And you recognize that you really love your wife.
然后你就发现你事实上是爱你的妻子或你先生的。
You say, well, can you have an affair and still love your wife?
或许你就一个怀疑说、我这样子不忠贞了，难道还能够爱我以前的配偶吗？
You see, all affairs is not love, it's what we call lust.
你要知道你所、犯的这些奸淫的行为呢，事实上不是爱，而是一种情欲。
It's that emotional desire and that emotional dragging you down into this.
只是你的情绪的这种驱使或者是情绪的这种欲望而已。
You see, love is not a feeling.
爱不是在感受上面的。
Oh, you said I must feel warm. I must feel that romance that I see on the movies. No.
你不要以为爱一定有那种电影上你所看到的那种情感的那种高潮。
Love is a choice to make a personal sacrifice for those that you have committed your life to.
所谓的爱就是你对于你所、决定的对象，你已经归属的对象，有一种决定，有一种选择，你决定要为他而牺牲。
You see, adultery hurts everyone involved.
当一个人奸淫的时候呢，对于每一个人很多方都会、伤害到。
It not only hurts yourself, as the Bible says, but it hurts the person that's involved and their family.
而且伤害到你的对象，而且对象的家人。
That's why you have to make a complete break with it.
那就是为什么你一定要完全的断绝关系。
And make your choice to love your family.
而且呢，好好的决定要爱你自己的家人。
You see, there is a difference between being caught in this adultery and coming from the inside and feeling sorry until you make this thing right.
你知道当你、这样的一个事情犯奸淫的事情被、知道之后呢，那这种被揭穿后，然后因为你被抓到了，所以你心里面呢觉得很后悔，跟你心里面真的是愿意改过改变重新来的这样的一个情况是不一样的。
See, when you truly hate this thing you've done so much that you turn from itAnd you never go back again.
因为如果你真的很憎恶自己的行为的话，那么你就会、希望以后不希望能够再回到这样的行为上面去。
You see, true repentance is a change of mind with a change of direction resulting in a change of behavior.
当一个人真的后悔，有忏悔的，悔过的行为的时候呢，他就会改变他的想法，改变他的方向，而且呢，改变他的行。
It is wonderful when the unfaithful mate begins to repent and feel sorry, but now the faithful mate has to face some challenges.
一个、曾经不忠诚的一个配偶，如果愿意悔改改变的话，实在是很好的事情。但是呢，对于这个受伤害的这个对象呢，也有一些事情自己需要处理。
Now the mate must get to the place where they can forgive what has happened.
那就是说呢，你一定要到一个地步，可以把对方的过去的错误完全原谅了。
This is not easy.
不容易的。
Actually, I believe forgiveness comes from God.
而且我相信可以宽恕这种能力是从神来的。
He has to give us that ability to truly forgive.
要从神给我们真正的能力，真正的宽恕。
Now there are those who will reconcile with their husband, and yet every time they look at him, they feel that hurt and anger inside.
有很多人已经跟自己的先生或太太复合了，可是每一次呢，看着对方的时候呢，那种心里面那种恨还有伤害感又会上来。
But this is not true forgiveness.
这样不是真正的原谅。
Time may make it easier, but there's still that seed of hurt and anger in the heart.
即使时间渐渐的过去，也就慢慢的淡化了。可是呢，那里面那个啊，那种伤害的那个根呢，却没有根除。
Because trust has been broken, and trust must be rebuilt.
曾经因为这种外遇或经营的事情呢，让关系破裂，那现在要再次的建立彼此信任的这样的关系。
And actually, this must begin in the faithful mate.
那要重新建立这种信任关系，要从这个受伤害的人开始。
Now, how can you forgive because you really can't forget?
有时候你会问你自己，我没有办法忘记这个事情，我怎么能够原谅呢？
The point is, you will remember, but how will you remember it?
重点关键在于说呢，你是会记得这个事，但是呢，你是怎么样在记得的？
Now, forgiving is remembering without bitterness, hatred, or resentment.
当一个人愿意原谅的时候，你在你的记忆当中不再带着苦毒或者是恼恨。
You see, you do not do it by your feelings.
因为呢，你不用情绪来面对。
You see, you choose. As an act of your will, you choose to forgive.
用你的意志，然后你决定说我要原谅宽恕。
There is never any way that you can blot it out of your memory.
你绝对没有什么办法可以把你那一段记忆把它抹杀掉的。
But you can be in command of this by your choice to forgive.
但是你可以让你自己决定说呢，我要宽恕。
Now for a moment, I want to think about this area.
那我们再来想一想。
What if your husband or wife never comes back?
如果有一个情况，就是你的对象，你的先生或太太，他不回头呢？
What if when they close the door, that's it?
那当他已经关掉这个门的时候，那怎么办？
Do you live a life of bitterness?
你是不是过那种苦毒的生活？
Resentment all of your life?
然后总是很恼恨。
Or are you going to pick the pieces up, rebuild and go on living?Your own life.
还是你愿意重新开始，好好的再建造你新的生活。
But you say, how can I do this?
那怎么做得到呢？
It is not easy, and in ourselves, sometimes it's impossible.
有时候是很难，而且呢，好像不可能的。
Without being a bitter person the rest of our lives.
有这样的事情之后呢，心里面不带苦毒恼恨，好像不可能。
But learn to turn to Jesus Christ.
如果你个学习到能够转向耶稣基督。
He promises to heal the brokenhearted.
他答应我们要医治受伤害的心灵。
To give you strength to see your own self-worth.
让你再次来有能力，而且呢，重建自己的自我价值。
To help you through this terrible valley.
帮助你经过这个低谷。
Adultery is wrong.
犯奸淫是错的。
It hurts the person.
伤害到自己。
It hurts their mate.
伤害到对方。
It hurts their children.
伤害到孩子。
It hurts the character of the person.
伤害到自己的品德。
And it's only many times just for a few moments of pleasure.
只为了那短暂几分钟的享受。
Because of the selfish self.
只因为自私。
Learn to say no.
要学习拒绝说不。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供， 由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。